Lesson 3, pitch and stress characteristics of the Russian accent. The Russian accent has no trait that can be considered close to any external melody or even internal wow lilt. It tends to be relatively monotone, except where the individual character gets very expressive or very excited for a specific reason, and then it would be natural to increase the amount of rising and falling pitch and increase the basic amount of intonation, the same way it would happen in the general American dialect. I would suggest, though, that you let the individual traits of the character determine the amount of intonation that you use, rather than trying to make any general statement about the pitch in the accent. As far as stress is concerned, though, in Russian there is really no such thing as an unstressed syllable. In American speech, there tends to be clearly one syllable which is louder than others, like on the word differential, like the N. But in the Russian accent, it would be differential. So you still hear the stressed syllable, but the others do not drop away nearly as much as they do in American speech. It's as if instead of thinking of stressed and unstressed syllables, we are thinking of primary stressed syllables and secondary stressed syllables. Now listen closely to examples of these secondary stressed syllables when you go back through the tape and realize that the additional stress that you're putting on normally unstressed syllables can also help you reinforce the feeling of additional resonance in the point of focus between the tongue and the soft palate. Again, I suggest you go back and listen for all of these traits in earlier parts of the tape and reinforce them, getting a combination of the resonance, the vowel pronunciations coming out of the resonance, and putting this extra stress that helps you to get the extra amount of vibration going there in the speech. This then is the end of the short statement on pitch and stress characteristics of the Russian accent.